None but the hungry heart. 11.5. Sonship. You really need someone to teach you over again the very rudiments of the truth of God. Such persons are mere babes. Hebrews 5, verses 12 and 13. When it comes to spiritual growth, sooner or later the thought arises, surely the work of the cross produced more than this. It surely did. Now you are on the march for the Father's very best as it is in Christ Jesus. Sonship represents growth into fullness and maturity. It is quite a good thing to be a babe while babyhood lasts, but it is a very bad thing to be a babe when that period is past. This is the condition of many Christians. While sonship is inherent in birth, in the New Testament sense, sonship is growth to maturity. With this growth comes a greater fullness of the Lord Jesus and the abundant spiritual wealth unto which we were saved. It is a matter not so much of that from which we were saved as of that unto which we were saved. The grand climax of the new creation is the revealing of the sons of God. It is one thing to drop off or renounce certain things, and quite another to be engrossed with the right things. Monks renounce much, but they are not occupied with the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. It must be not only forgetting those things which are behind, but also reaching out unto the things that are before. It is that which you give yourself to, not what you have abandoned, that colours you and which imparts character to you. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.